When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Are we good?
Yeah.
This comes out on actual Christmas.
This one comes out actually
on
Christmas.
Is this weird, like, with the hat and this?
I don't think it looks weird.
No. I'll tell you one thing. It is what it is.
Are my eyes really puffy?
No.
Put my glasses back on?
No.
Okay.
Wipe your nose. Okay.
Good?
You know, mommy. I got to get my mommy to wipeies.
We're all ready now.
Every once in a while, she wipeies.
So you'll give us a note when we hit 45 again, the exams?
Yeah.
Great.
You're starting at 10:43.
Awesome. So.
The math for me.
Math, the 11:30.
Okay. Oh, great.
I'll also be able to keep track.
The math for me.
We're not friends. Me and the math, we're not friends.
Welcome to This Bitch. With Sarah Weinschenk and Kim Congdon.
Oh shit, we're live from the Hive with another episode of This Bitch Podcast. I'm Kim Congdon.
And I'm Sarah Weinschenk, and we're at 7 Eckies, baby.
Whoa! Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Whoa.
Santa has emphysema this year. I don't know.
Oh my God.
Sarah, Santa's an Arsenio fan.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I lied. I think both of ours need to come down a little. I'm so sorry. I'm so annoying.
You are.
I know. Shout out to everyone celebrating Christmas, making it through the day with their families.
Shout out to the Jews eating Chinese food.
Shout out to the Jews eating Chinese food, but this isn't about you guys, I gotta say. I'm saying Merry Christmas.
Forgotten again.
It's Christmas Day. Oh no, you remind us. How can we forget? It's like a scorned ex, dude. It's like, I cheated, I'm sorry.
We're having Chinese food today.
Because we were hurt. Hurt people. Now we're downing MSG. Dude.
Merry Kwanzaa.
Merry Christmas to everybody out there celebrating with your families. I hope that this morning was wondrous for you. You know, it's awkward. Sometimes you open gifts in the morning and it could be kind of an awkward ordeal, you know?
Like, oh, why would you get me this? But you have to say, thank you so much.
This is the thing that irks me about my mom. And there are a few.
Okay.
I don't know if anyone else feels this way, but there are a few. She doesn't like to spend a lot on Christmas on each person since we're adults, which makes total sense and is fine with me. She likes to spend, let's say she spends $200 on each of us or $150 on each of us or $100, whatever it is. She'll ask us what we want and I'll know like her range. So I will ask for one $100 thing.
Right.
Because to me that's more worth than 10 $10 things. Yeah, that I'll never use and they'll just be a waste. But for her...
it's more fun.
She's like, I want you to open a bunch of stuff. And I'm like, well, now you're making it about you. I don't want that stuff. So every year she gets me 10 things that it just lays around my room. It's like rogue things, you know? Like
what?
Like things you see on TikTok shop.
One
like,
time my aunt got me a Jimmy Buffett gold shot glass.
Like shit like that.
And I'm like, why would I want this?
Yeah, like shit like that. Like I'm just like, I just wanted like this one jacket that was $80.
Right.
I told my mom, I'm like, get me that. Then get me one pair of a thing of socks and individually wrap the socks if you want me to open a bunch of things.
Right.
Because I can't.
Yeah.
So... I'm sure there's a bunch of people out there
who got a bunch of shit they don't want
or need. It's a very wasteful holiday.
A lot
of people can't afford it. It makes people feel guilty. I remember as a poor kid growing up, it always made me feel bad that my friends got better gifts than me. It's just not a great thing.
It's like capitalism.
Yeah, it's not the best tradition.
Christmas capitalism.
Can you guys give some tips? Like let's say that, I don't think that Sarah would actually do this, but like, let's say Sarah gave you a bad gift right now.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and then how would you like get out of that situation? Like,
okay, so is she gonna? Should we role play?
Well, I hit her
opening it.
I hit her. She should. She should know me better. Is the problem?
Yeah, maybe Sarah was a bad gift.
Physical violence, I think. Now I feel like the mics are too low. Is there an in-between?
I think it might
just
be.
Or is it my headphones?
It might just be our headphone volume.
Okay. All right.
But you know me.
Yeah, it's just sometimes when I hear it in my headphones, it sounds like good radio, and currently it does not. It sounds like I'm struggling to hear myself. But are we? Okay. All right.
We're back, baby.
I trust you. See, that sounds better. Okay.
Okay.
I'm weird about the audio.
What were we talking?
Oh, I'm sorry. So fuck me for wanting the people wanting to hear us. Wait. Shank's like, you're so annoying. I'm like,
you were so annoying. I didn't even say anything. Not on Christmas.
Can you turn hers down? I don't think we have to turn both of ours up. Do you hear how when she talks, it kind of hurts a little in the ears?
Well, now I can't hear myself.
Good. It's better.
Okay, fine.
I think you sound great.
Okay.
It might have been your headphones.
Okay. Can we put aside our differences and have a Merry Christmas?
War is over, and what have we done?
Not war is over.
So
is that what
this
they say?
Is Christmas. War is over. This is us coming together. We need this song. Can we put this song on in the background when we edit it?
War is.
We have to look
over.
At each other lovingly.
'Tis the season. Not mama and mommy holding hands on Christmas.
It's a motherfucking season. Do you think, I feel like you would think Santa's hot.
Santa? A hot old guy that comes gives me things.
Yeah, I'm one thing about
Daddy Santy.
One thing about me, I love the fact that he gives gifts. I like that in a man.
You like
a gift. I like a gift giver.
Me too.
I like a guy that gives me things.
Even it doesn't even have to be a big gift.
No. You could pick a flower from a bush in front if you just give it to me.
That happened to us in Hawaii and boy, were we impressed.
Oh my God. It's the, honey, the bar's in hell.
Yeah.
The bar is in hell. Oh, okay. No, this is not, when I think of hot Santa, this is not what I want. I don't want a Santa that's like counting
six
his
pack.
Fucking macros and micros.
Santa that's taking selfies.
No, I don't want a Santa on keto. I'm good. That one, that Santa.
That looks like someone you actually.
Oh, it does.
That looks like someone you know.
I think I already fucked that guy.
Yeah, I think you did too.
Dude, I swear to God, one time I fucked this dude, and I don't know what I did to him. You know the guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And like, he was so hot. He was hot, right, before?
He was.
Like a 10.
He was like a 9.
Yeah, he was like a 9. And then I fucked him, and something happened.
Yeah, you hexed him with your pussy. He all of a sudden became a 2.
He was
every
so
time I saw
awkward.
Him,
and he got worse and worse. It's like I fucked the hot out of him.
Every time I saw him, I'd be like, he used to be hot. Like, he used to be undeniably hot. Like,
yeah.
I would throw him a like every once in a while.
Yeah.
Like, good for my sister getting that. And then all of a sudden, dude, it was immediately after you fucked him, too. It was a rapid decline.
And then, you know what? I kind of got hotter. I think I took some of it.
You took some of his shit.
Yeah, I squeezed some of it out.
Like a Disney villain.
Like a Disney villain. I took his energy, his sexual energy.
You know how they want to, like, get the energy from the young princesses?
He went from, like, early 30s to late 60s in, like, a week. I was like, what happened? Dude, for a while, have you ever seen the movie Good Luck Chuck with Dane Cook?
No.
Okay, Good Luck Chuck is a movie with Dane Cook, and it's about this guy named Chuck. And when he's a little boy, he turns this little goth girl down who's doing witchcraft, which is a funny. That's a little goth girl in the middle. Yeah, that's her. And she hexes him and says that, like, no girl will ever love him. She'll always love the next person. So he has this curse on him that every girl he fucks gets married to the next guy she meets.
I feel like I'm that.
I
feel like I am my own Chuck.
Yeah, I felt for a while that I was the good luck Chuck of making it in the industry, because for like probably in 2016, from like 2014 to 2016, I slept with like 6 men.
Yeah.
And I swear to God, every one of them got something after. No, that sounds bad.
Not her being slightly self-aware all of a sudden. Not her self-awareness breaking out of her own narcissism for a second there.
Hold on.
She's like, let me reframe.
I gave them something, and it was talent. I don't know what it. Dude, every dude I'd fuck, like, it would be like.
Did you feel less funny?
No, it wasn't like that. It was different skill sets. It wasn't like they were comedians. Like, one of them was an actor and he booked a movie role the next day. The other one's this. He booked a thing the next day. The other one was this.
You have a magic pussy is what you're saying.
For a while, I was like, I can't fuck anyone else.
I'm tired of it.
I'm tired of making stars. What am I, Chris Kardashian? Like, Chris Jenner, whatever the fuck her name is.
Is she still Jenner? No, she's Kardashian now.
Kim, good luck. Kim.
Good luck, Congdon. Good luck. It doesn't work with your name, I'm sorry. It's no Chuck. I'll tell you that. It ain't no Chuck. Here we are trying to.
One thing about me, I ain't no Chuck. You can call me you want, just don't call me that.
Oh, God. Man.
The Christmas spirit is here, and it's queer. Get used to it.
I remember one Christmas, my cousin came with a. She was scary.
Uh-huh.
She came in with a fucking tongue piercing, but it was a big deal.
Wait, she was scary?
She was scary. She was like bad.
Okay.
She was like going to raves at like 14.
Okay. And you were scared of her, or did you think she was kind of cool?
At first, I thought she was kind of cool, but then it was too much and it became scary.
Oh, no.
It was like what not to do. Mm. It was like the movie 13.
Mm-hmm.
She like came to a Christmas dinner one time and her tongue was pierced and she couldn't talk.
She was probably so sexual too.
She couldn't talk. Like, she was like this the whole Christmas dinner, and everyone was making fun of her, and it was like this whole like debacle. It was like, she got her tongue pierced and she can't talk normal, and now everyone has to suffer.
Your slutty cousin?
Yeah. Hi, Uncle Steve.
No.
Yeah.
Hot.
Yeah.
Hi, Uncle Thief.
Yeah.
It's nice to see you again this Christmas.
With a lift.
You're looking good, Uncle Thief. You look real good, Uncle Thief. Uncle Thief, read me a story. Read me a Christmas story. It romantic.
Yeah. That just came to mind suddenly.
I'm trying to think of my craziest Christmases. Nothing ever wild has. There was one Christmas where they hired a Santa Claus to come. I mean, the way they did it was so perfect at this Christmas party, too. It was like 11 p.m. Christmas Eve, Christmas party. Suddenly, the family's like, oh, my God, everyone come outside. And we look, and Santy the Claus.
Yeah.
The Claus himself. And the way they did it, they didn't overdo it. He wasn't like, hello, children. I swear to God, we opened the back door and he like came out of a bush like he was robbing our house. And he just ran across the yard and he was like, oh no. And then ran away. And it like really seemed like we caught him. Like the acting was good. You know, like normally they'd be like, hello, children, it's Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
It was like, we were like, we got a glimpse. Like, it was just a glimpse.
Like a Bigfoot sighting.
I remember me and my cousins were like probably 9. And we were like, dude, he has to be real. Like, I remember having that conversation being like, he has to.
I believed in it for a little too long.
Oh, when? Last week?
5th grade? 6th grade?
Not 6th grade.
Holding on.
Not 6th grade.
Holding on with all my
Not you believing in Santy while your friends are getting fingered.
While I have a period.
No.
Yeah.
Now you're changing your period before you go open gifts from Santy.
Oh, Santy's done it again. One time my mom.
No. I can't have you believing in Santa Claus at 12, Sarah.
Wait, one time my mom drank a glass of wine while she was writing the tags on the Christmas cards, and she signed one from the fat man in the red suite instead of suit.
Oh.
She was like, She was like, oh, yeah, I messed that up. I drank a little wine before I wrote the gift tags.
Oh, man. Have you ever celebrated Three Kings Day? You're Puerto Rican.
No. Is that after or before Christmas?
After.
What happened?
You've never celebrated Three Kings Day?
No.
Okay, we're going to do Three Kings Day for you this year.
Mommy's first
Three Kings Day. Can we look up the origin of Three Kings Day? I think they were the three
Kingsmen. Frankincense, myrrh, and gold. That's what they brought to the baby Jesus.
Yeah. They were the
Three Kingsmen. I went to Catholic school. I know what they brought.
That brought gifts. You have to celebrate them. They're Puerto Rican. This is a Puerto Rican tradition. You need to start being, you know, I'm tired of Sarah throwing out her Puerto Rican. I'm a quarter Puerto Rican.
I am, but I don't know anything about the culture. Sorry, my grandpa abandoned the family. Whoa. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Whoa. I'm really sorry that happened to you. I'm really sorry.
That's why I don't know anything about my heritage, you dumb bitch.
Originally, the day of the three kings arose from the biblical account that narrates the birth of Jesus. According to the Gospel of Matthew, wise men from the East came to the birth of Jesus to honor him and bring him gifts. See, Puerto Ricans are nice, dude. The wise men were Puerto Rican. I don't know what the connection is with Puerto Rico and these three men and why. In the biblical text, it does not specify. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Much their names, unless they celebrated Three Kings Day. Their names were Melchor, Gaspar, and Baltazar.
Baltazar sounds hot.
Baltazar sounds like a demon's name.
Baltazar. Sorry, I have a date with Baltazar. I can't.
No, yeah. I can see you fucking Baltazar.
Yeah, Baltazar.
Not even in a relation with one of the three kings.
He keeps that thing on him.
Oh, Baltazar got that fucking thing on him. Mm-hmm. Who traveled on a horse, another on a camel, and the third on an elephant. Oh.
I didn't know about that.
Me neither.
The elephant guy? What a loser.
What if Baltazar, which one do you want Baltazar on?
If Baltazar was on an elephant, I'd be double as down.
Really?
If yeah, because I want to give the elephant something and watch it eat it with its trunk.
Catch Gaspar pulling up on a horse and figgity fucking me on the way back to Bethlehem.
Nobody's fucking Melchor.
No, Melchor is the third wheel.
What in the, well, that name is so fucking like, what's that movie with the elves?
What's frankincense and myrrh?
Frankincense is a spice. Is frankincense a spice?
I think myrrh is a spice.
I think frankincense is too. It's a fragrance that they sell it.
Frankincense is a hardened gum-like material, resin that comes from a trunk of a tree.
For skin and aromatherapy.
Okay. Okay. So they brought him a lotion. And what's myrrh?
Myrrh is also a spice.
A fragrant gum resin obtained from certain trees.
Lots of resin bringing brought
I
to
like
the
that James Murray from Impractical Jokers popped up. I like thinking that the three Kingsmen brought the silliest Impractical Joker.
Yeah, of course.
For Jesus himself. We brought myrrh.
Okay, so what's Three Kings Day?
So let's go back. The true meaning of Three Kings Day. So they bought three resins, three gummy resins. By the way,
and gold. Two gummy resins.
I
want to
see. Okay, whoever brought the gold, that's the one I want to fuck. Not the resin giver.
That's Baltazar on the elephant. Sorry, I don't know what to tell you. I already claimed him.
Okay, I'm fucking him too.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
You're with Melchor and Baltazar the myrrh too. On the camel.
Catch me fucking Baltazar too.
You're with
stop me.
You're with Melchor on the camel.
I'm sucking off Baltazar.
Baltazar, I claimed him. I walk off.
You cry. This is the last podcast we ever do together. You walk
I
off.
I wanted to fuck Baltazar first. I called it. And he's the one with the gold. You can get Gaspar with the frankincense.
Ew. I don't want him.
You can get Gaspar on a camel with frankincense. That's available still.
All right, whatever. Although they were supposed to have arrived 12 days after the birth of Jesus on a date known in Catholic tradition as the Epiphany. Oh. And now as the Day of the Three Kings. Currently, they usually place their figurines in the Los Nacimientos as if they have been present at the very moment of Jesus' birth. It is believed that it is simply because it facilitates a representation of Los Nacimientos, condensing history. I don't know if I'm saying that right. Deeply rooted in Mexican traditions. What about Puerto Ricans? We do that too.
Wait, what happens?
What do you mean what happens?
What happens on Three Kings Day? You
go
just
up,
keep
wait,
saying
wait.
You do stuff and you're not telling me anything that
I'm
happens.
I'm trying to read it. Well, go back up. Okay, so It's another deeply rooted Mexican tradition. Almost all homes, there are figure representing those who are present at the birth of Jesus among the three wise men.
Nativity scene.
Oh, so okay. The dudes were one African, one Asian, and one European. I wonder which one you got.
Baltazar was. Yeah. We all do.
Yeah, I want to know. Because if he's slinging that thing, I'm guessing Africa.
Baltazar.
Baltazar would come in with his big African dick on an elephant in gold. That makes sense.
That's my man.
It was probably a camel if he's from Africa. He was probably on the camel. Egypt,
we'll never know.
You know.
What animal did Balthazar of the Three Kings ride in on? So, can anybody fact check that?
Yeah, which one did Balthazar come in on?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So the Three Kings Day, you're supposed to leave hay out for the camels.
Okay.
And horse and elephant.
So now I'm getting hay.
Yeah. So now we got to get hay and you got to leave some out for them.
And when you wake up, guess what?
No, hay's still there, bitch. No. I got it wrong. You leave out carrots and they leave hay from their trail.
If I put out carrots and there's no hay.
There'll be hay. You got to believe in the Christmas spirit, dude. And yeah, and they bring you gifts, more gifts, 12 days after Christmas.
What are the gifts?
Little gifts, like Christmas gifts. Just like another set, one last little.
I feel cheated.
Yeah. And you know what? In school, legally, we were allowed to have the Three Kings Day off with an excused absence because it was a holiday for us.
Yeah. Did you do the stuff with your shoes?
Yeah, wait, yeah, what was it?
The stuff with the shoes.
What was it?
So I pulled it up right here.
I did do something with my shoes.
So it's like you leave, that's the stuff that we did. Like you put like your shoes by the door and yes. They put like money or something in there.
You did that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You do the Three Kings Day too?
Yeah.
Honey, if you're...
Because he's Mexican.
Yeah. I know. I know.
I feel cheated. I feel upset. I feel hurt.
Okay.
Do I call my mom and tell her?
You're also from the valley and you get 12 days of Hanukkah.
Well, I don't do Hanukkah.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Aren't you Jewish?
Jewish. We don't do Hanukkah.
Listen, she only pulls a Jew card when it's the time. I'll tell
Honey,
you
Honey, my last name is Jewish enough.
Not her constantly saying she's Jewish. You don't celebrate Hanukkah?
No, but I am Jewish. My grandpa was a Holocaust survivor.
I know. That's why I would think you would celebrate Hanukkah.
We did when he was alive, but now we don't.
She's fake.
I'm not fake. I went to all girls Catholic school. My mom was raised Catholic. My dad's a Jew. You know how the Jews get? They're like, if it's on your dad's side, then it doesn't count.
Oh, is that what it is?
That's how they get, yeah.
That's how they get.
That's how these Jews
get.
Hey,
when I say it, it's a problem, but.
When your last name's Weinschenk, you can say it.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So you don't do Hanukkah or Three Kings Day. You're missing out on one. You have to pick one or both, but you have to do that.
Now
them.
I'm exhausted just thinking about doing Three Kings Day and Hanukkah. I'm
well,
going
Hanukkah
to Hanukkah
seems
celebration.
Like a lot. I don't need to watch it's a candle that for 8 days. I'd be stressed with anxiety. Now is a house going to catch on fire? How many houses catch on fire from Hanukkah?
You don't just leave it up all night.
Oh, you don't?
No.
So when do you light it?
You light it at night when you're celebrating. You celebrate each night.
Oh, just for like a little bit, and
yeah,
then you blow
and then
it
you
out.
Blow it out. Yeah. Remember that? What was that face?
It's not giving on Hanukkah. It's not giving what I thought it gave. I thought you were spinning dreidels, lighting candles all night, making latkes,
kugel,
groaning at the table, and whatever kugel. Jews do.
Did you Venmo me?
Yeah. Asking for your friend's Venmo transaction. What do you guys do when you get together, truly?
Well, tonight I'm going to a Hanukkah, so I'll let you know how it goes.
Yeah, let me know.
We're eating kugel, noodle kugel.
What is that?
It's like this really good, sweet kugel. Noodle dish with cream.
That sounds, well.
Look at it.
Anything with carbs and cream, I'm in. That's mac and cheese, sweetie.
No.
That's mac and cheese.
I'll find the recipe.
The Jews made mac and cheese.
It's sweet.
They're calling. That's mac and cheese.
It's sweet, though. It's cinnamon. It's like cinnamony. Got the basic recipe here.
Can Jews cook? Is their food generally good?
Yeah, Jewish food's a bomb. Like, have you been to a Jewish deli?
Yeah, I've been to Cantor's, but I like
Cantor's isn't really my favorite.
He's denying you over here.
It's you not know, Jewish.
Absolutely not.
I've heard that.
Really?
So I've heard that Jewish food and Irish food, Jewish and English, is the worst food.
Kosher food? No, absolutely not.
Well, like matzo ball soup fucks.
That's all I hear. When people bring it up, they say matzo ball soup.
What about Saganoff's? That's Jewish.
Reuben, I fuck with a Reuben.
All that stuff is Jewish.
Yeah, I like a Reuben. For Saginaw's is bomb.
Latkes.
I've never had that. A latke.
It's a potato pancake.
Oh, I have had that. That's right.
With sour cream and applesauce is good.
Oh, that sounds really good.
A knish. A knish is fucking amazing. I love a knish.
What about meals that aren't bread snacks? Is there like meals?
What do you mean? There's like
what do you guys eat when you want like some meat, like a
like
not like not
foods.
Bread, not a side of bread. Everything.
I don't know
because
I'm not kosher.
Oh, I
but
see
a knish is.
Oh,
really
a
good.
Knish looks like it has meat in it.
Sometimes they do, and sometimes they don't. I like the potato ones. It's like a flaky.
I actually think I've had that. It's like a bread with potato in it.
Yeah,
that's
it's like
actually
a flaky
good.
Crust. That's like my favorite Jew thing.
Yeah, and then at Cantor's they have the corned beef.
Oh.
Corned beef.
Lots
and...
of brisket. Jews love brisket.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like Hanukkah. Like tonight, and we're having brisket for sure.
And then what are you guys going to do? Pray? Who's your God?
We're going to light a candle and we sing.
What?
All right, you guys, let's take a second to talk about our motherfucking daddy sponsors. It's schedule 35.
I started doing the robot suddenly.
That's what happens when you're living a good life on the schedule.
Sometimes you microdose and sometimes you macrodose. You know what I mean? guys, one thing we love, it's Schedule 35. Go to schedule35.co. If you're looking to microdose, macrodose, get some teas, get
don't,
some chocolate.
Don't go to schedule35.co if you don't want to have fun.
That's
if
it.
You're like, I just like life boring and I don't like to feel a little bit happier and laugh. Just keep living your life. But if you like to laugh and you like joy, schedule35.co, promo code TB15 for 15% off your first order. And that is... a deal of a lifetime. Trust us. You can look in the comments. They fucking, people love it.
We have the best sponsors.
We have the best sponsors.
You can get hard.
You can get hard.
And
high.
High.
Hard and high with this bitch.
Yes.
So make sure you go to schedule35.co and use promo code TB15 and get some for yourself and tell them we sent you.
Hell yeah.
Let's get back in the show.
Yes.
I'm curious. Who's your God?
I don't really know how it works, sweetie.
It's the same God.
It's the original story.
The Old
what
Testament.
What do you mean? What's the original
the
story?
Old Testament, the Old Testament, sweetie. The Jews are in the Old Testament. The Catholics are in the New Testament.
So what is a Jew? I'm dead serious when I'm asking. First of all, I didn't even know you guys existed until I was 22. I'd never heard of a Jew.
Really?
Yeah.
There's no Jew. There's lots of Jews in Florida,
not in,
though.
Not
in
like...
In Boca Raton. That's where they all go to retire.
Yeah, but like we don't know. They don't talk to us. We don't know. They're just white people to me. Like they don't look different.
Some of them do.
Not the ones I saw in Florida. They all look just white.
Yeah. Just like random white guys.
Just random white guys, you know? So I didn't know. So who is a Jew? I like this. I like this because this is how I feel. I'm learning something on Christmas morning. I'm learning about other traditions. Is a Jewish person, it's not a race. It's a religion.
No, it's also considered a race.
It's a race?
Yeah. Like, when I was growing up, they told me that, like, you're not a practicing Jew, but you're Jewish. Because it's an ethnicity and a religion and a community.
But isn't it Israeli and not Judaism? Isn't that just Israeli?
I'm not Israeli.
Okay, but you're
I'm
Jewish.
I'm from German. My grandpa was German.
But he was Jewish.
Yeah, he was a German Jew.
Isn't that contradicting?
No.
Well, I mean, not at one point.
Not at one point. That was before Hitler came and eradicated his entire family. All the Jews lived in Germany.
All right. Don't gonna make it so intense, okay?
We
get it. Your whole family got murdered.
Well, you're
calm
asking.
Down. I'm just saying, I didn't realize that Germans were Jews before. I don't know anything.
Yeah, Germans were Jews.
So Germans were Jews, and then Hitler's like, you know what? The food sucks.
Hitler was like,
let's kill them all.
Let's kill them all.
Enough with their lakvas. We're done. And then was Hitler wasn't a Jew.
No.
Obviously.
I think he was half.
He was half Jew?
I think so.
He turned on his own people.
I think his mom was Jewish.
Okay, let's see. Judaism is a religion as well as a nation and culture. Approximately 14.7 million people worldwide identify as Jewish, with the vast majority living either in the U.S. or Israel. Jews come in all shapes, sizes, ethnicities, and nationalities. There are black Jews from Ethiopia, Chinese Jews from Shanghai, Indian Jews, Jews from Morocco, Iranian Jews?
Yeah.
Jews from South America? Oceania?
I don't even know what that is.
Oceania? Ocean place Jews? The practices held by Jews range from those who openly identify as Orthodox and strictly observe ancient precepts to those that have nothing to do with the region or culture. What the fuck does that mean? The practices and beliefs held by Jews range from those who openly identify as Orthodox. So there's something called an Orthodox Jew.
That's the most extreme. Those are the ones with the curly thing.
Those I think are hot.
Those are very extreme. I'm not down with too extreme.
I like the Orthodox. I'm new with the Orthodox Jews. You ain't watching because I don't think you're allowed to have TV. But what up?
Only on Fridays. But yeah, they almost look Amish.
Wow. Secular? Okay, so they're secular Jews who are very knowledgeable about Jew history. There's a lot.
It's a lot.
You all speak Hebrew. Okay. Cool. That's cool. I'm learning a lot about you, girl. Something about Esther, Mordecai. Oh, I've heard Mordecai. Mordecai, that's y'all's dog.
What?
That's y'all's dog, Mordecai.
I don't know. You're just throwing out words at me now. I have no clue what to say. I've logged off of this.
Jewish law, a child born to a Jewish mother or an adult who has converted to Judaism is considered a Jew. One does not have to reaffirm their Jewiness or practice any of the laws of Torah to be Jewish.
See?
According to Reform Judaism, a person is a Jew if they were born to either a Jewish mother or a Jewish father. Also, Reform Judaism stresses the importance of being raised Jewish if immaterial. No affirmation or upbringing is needed if the mother was Jewish. Whoa. There's a lot. The Jews are a lot. There's a lot going on there.
We love the Jews.
Mordecai.
You got a lot going on.
HMU. There's a lot going on with the Jews. Holy shit. There's secular Jews. There's Orthodox Jews. There's
Reform Jews.
Reform Jews.
Reform Jews are like most of the Jews that are in LA. They're like casual.
Oh.
Like, maybe they'll do, like, a Shabbat dinner.
They're casual. They just own CNN and every bank. You know, the Reform Jews.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude. Well, I learned a lot today. I didn't know what a Jew was till I was 22. And actually, really, till I was 33 today.
Well.
So.
You're all caught up?
Who was the first one?
Abraham, right? Sarah and Abraham?
Were the first Jews?
I don't know.
I don't know that, actually. Look.
Abraham sounds like a hot dude.
Or was it Sarah and Adam?
Adam sounds less hot.
It's either Adam. It's Abraham. I was right.
Oh, he was one of the disciples? Was Jesus Jewish? Yeah, he was.
Yes.
But how is
he? Did you take religion?
No.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
We had to take. Oh, maybe because I went to school.
We were poor. We went to church for the food.
But you didn't take religion in college.
No.
We had to take religion, and we would pick which religion we wanted to take. Mm-mm. So you could learn about any religion based on, like, for your GE.
Oh, really?
So I did Judaism. Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
That seems like a complicated one to pick.
It was actually really interesting, and I learned a lot. And the teacher was really cool. I remember him being like he was like a rabbi. He was like a cool rabbi. And I remember being like, oh, he made it really
He was a rabbi, but he was also a freestyle rapper.
But I fucked him, so.
Abraham on the jams.
Abraham on the jams.
And now you're fucking a rabbi teacher. Hell yeah, dude. What is the best gift you were ever given for Christmas?
I want to say, like, when you're a kid and you walk downstairs and there's a bike with a bow. Nothing really hits the same as a bike with a bow when you're...
Can I tell you? What? I have the same exact answer.
Right?
The same answer. The best gift I was ever given was a bike, but what did it for me was the streamers.
Yes.
I had the streamers on the handlebars. My grandpa gave it to me. best gift of my life.
Getting a bike on Christmas is the best gift.
I will say, too, something hits different about when you have a bike or a Christmas gift and it's already opened and set up.
It's already open.
It hits better.
It's like,
this is the day.
Oh, that is so cute with the streamers. Oh, you look so happy.
I was so happy. My grandma was so happy to give it to me.
Oh, so cute.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think a bike.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Dude, 1 year, I really wanted this jacket. So I had a rich best friend growing up. Like, rich as fuck.
My best friend had a lot more money than me, too.
Yeah. And every year, we'd want the same things for Christmas, and she would just get them. And... Dude,
but would she share them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
she was that like, was like my friend. Yeah.
But like for some reason, like I would be happy if she got something, but it would hurt my mom's feelings because I feel like she'd be like, I wish I could get it for my daughter. But mm-hmm. I'd be like, she got. And I remember one Christmas, my mom, we both really wanted this Hollister jacket. And I think my mom had saved up to get it for me. It was like a $200 jacket. And I finally got the jacket. And then right when I opened my jacket, my best friend FaceTimed me and she had gotten a car.
No.
And my mom, like, you could see her face like, God damn it.
No, she got a car.
Yeah, but I was so happy. I was like, we have a car. My best friend has a car.
Getting a car on Christmas?
I don't know. That that's feeling. Crazy. Have you ever gotten one?
No, on Christmas?
Yeah.
I've never been gifted a car.
Me neither. That would be nice.
To just come out with a bow on it?
Yeah.
That'd a car would be a great gift.
A car would, of course, be a great gift.
A Lexus.
Oh, a Christmas Lexus, a white one with a red bow would be hitting. I've been having the urge to get a new car.
You just got a new car.
I know, but an old car.
Yeah, but that's like a responsibility.
I know, but that's what everyone says, and that's such a boring answer.
Well, it's like, oh, I got my radiators out again. Sorry, I'm late to the podcast.
Yeah, no, I want a cool, like, a old like a classic hot rod? Bronco, an old
a
red
Bronco
Ford.
Is everything.
Yeah, like something. I want something cool. And I'm like, I have this SUV now that looks like it should have three kids in the back. And I'm like, I have no kids. And I like to drive fast. I want the top down and I want a cool car. I'm going through a thing.
You're having a midlife crisis.
I think so.
Like how a man would.
Yeah.
Like, I need a car.
Yeah. Yeah.
I need a car and someone to eat me out.
Yeah. I want someone to eat me out from the passenger. Yeah. That's where I'm at right now. I want a cool vintage car.
A cool vintage car. Nothing better. But like a weekend car.
A weekend car.
Where you're like, I'm just going to go cruise. I'm going to go down PCH.
But also I'm like, who has the time to be cruising?
I have errands, bitch.
Yeah. I constantly have something to do. But I literally have to go do something. Two things after this.
Everyone I know that has two cars, the other car sits in the driveway and then they feel bad that they're not driving the other car as much as they should.
I don't think I need two cars.
I'm just saying.
I don't think, no, that's not like where I was heading with that. I think one car I'm good with, but I want a cool one. Like, I just don't want an SUV anymore. I'm grown out of it.
Really?
Yeah, I want
an SUV is pretty. Yeah, because you're having a midlife crisis.
Yeah.
You have a lot of stuff, but like, think about all the stuff that you won't have to carry around.
I don't carry around a lot of stuff.
I feel like there's lots of clothes in there.
There's no clothes in there currently.
There isn't? Mm-mm. Nothing in the trunk?
Nothing.
What's in your trunk?
I got
12 pairs of shoes. I'm not kidding.
I know you do. Because one time my shoes broke at the Comedy Store and you're like, don't worry, I got some in my car.
I go, what color you want?
Yeah, you asked me for, you came back with a matching shoes for my outfit.
Yeah,
like
the brown boots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then in my trunk I have an air mattress, two lawn chairs.
An air mattress?
Yeah, like
just in case.
Yeah.
Just in case mommy has to set up shop.
Yep. Air mattress, two lawn chairs, this Wi-Fi router I was supposed to return a year ago.
There's always returns.
Can I tell you, enough with making us drop our routers off.
Get fucked. Spectrum.
Absolutely get figgity fucked.
Spectrum.
Why do I have to drop off the router? Let me mail it back.
Also, the routers, they age rapidly.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, it doesn't work. I'm like, I just got it 6 months ago. Why is it broken, dude?
What are you, reusing your routers over there?
Yeah, they are.
They're recycling routers?
They are. That's why no one's internet works the way it should.
Oh, that's what it is. That's what
I don't want a refurbished router.
Oh my God. One time they set up my Wi-Fi and when I first moved to my apartment, and my room is one of those rooms where the closet is a full mirror, like the sliding doors. And the Wi-Fi wasn't working. And they're like, is there a mirror in your room? I was like, yeah. And they're like, oh yeah, you have to put the router not in front of the mirror because the Wi-Fi won't go through the mirror. And I'm like, shouldn't we be past this?
Right.
Shouldn't we be past this?
Yeah.
Also, how strong are mirrors? Maybe we should be sleeping in mirrors to protect ourselves from 5G.
Not the 5G on Christmas. Not the 5G on Christmas,
I'm
sweetie.
Telling you, the 5G will get you.
The 5G will get you every time.
Sweetie, things that you think you're normal? Suddenly you take too much 5G, you're texting Mordecai, what you doing at 2 a.m.?
Mordecai. I'm texting Baltazar.
And Mordecai for a threesome.
Come eat this pussy. Bring the gold.
Bring the gold and bring the myrrh.
Bring the elephant.
Bring the myrrh.
Bring the myrrh.
Yeah.
You up?
You know,
got that myrrh
so
on
many
you?
People probably got engaged. Someone listening probably got engaged today.
So many people probably also got divorced.
You know, people talk shit about Christmas proposals, but I think they're cute.
You know what it would be? Yeah, it would be cute.
It's
you know
cute.
What I know would be really cute?
What?
A puppy and an engagement and a car. That's best Christmas.
And you get me pregnant right then under the tree.
Yeah.
Imagine inseminating me under the tree.
Can you not say the words inseminating?
I want to be inseminated.
She's ovulating under the tree this year, sweetie.
Santi baby, come inside me. I want baby for me. I want baby and puppy. Santi baby. So bring me some myrrh and some little cum. Some myrrh and some little cum.
What are your favorite Christmas songs?
Santi baby.
Santa baby?
I think that one's funny. And...
I like Winter Wonderland.
Yeah, that one's
I like
one.
I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas.
That one's okay.
That one's one of my favorites.
That one kind of depresses me.
Just like the ones I used
sad. He's just thinking about his childhood and how he misses Christmas.
There's something about Christmas that makes me a little sad.
Really?
Yeah, like every year. Because it's like, you know when you're a kid and it's so magical?
Yeah, no, once that gets taken away from you, nothing's ever the same.
It's just kind of like, you're like, okay.
I understand why parents want to protect their children from the Santa thing so much. Because it's like, once that's over, it's never the same.
Reality hits.
Dude, the magic
that I used to...
And you
gotta file your taxes.
Like, the actual true magic that I used to feel waking up on Christmas morning and like... The way my mom set up the gifts, like, it looked like extravagant. And I was, like, literally convinced Santa Claus dropped it off. Like, it's so adorable that you're like, the Christmas spirit is here. And it's just made up. It's so sad.
There's something about it that makes me sad.
You're right. It is kind of sad.
It's like, this is, like, it's never. But I do think that, like, I can't wait to have a kid because then I get to have that experience again.
That's truly probably the biggest reason I want to have a kid right now is because I'm, like, just so bored. And I'm like, I'd love to go to a pumpkin patch without feeling like a pedophile.
Yeah, yeah.
You know
exactly.
What I mean? Like, I just want to go to a bounce house or be at a birthday party. Like, I'm ready for that.
Yeah.
It sounds fun.
It sounds fun.
I want to throw birthday parties.
Yeah.
I want to chaperone at field trips. I'm in.
The chaperoning at field trips.
Oh, I'm in. I'm going to be the chaperone. I'm bringing in baked snacks.
Not Kimmy going to the Holocaust Museum.
Come here, boys and girls. I'll show you what I learned in high school. Come here, boys and gals. Yeah, dude. I'm ready for a little Christmas magic. A little Christmas spirit.
A little Christmas magic.
I want to get pregnant. I want to get pregnant. I'm saying it right now. I'm putting it into the world. Well, actually, okay.
Do you have other things you want to do, or is pregnancy the number one right now?
In 2024?
Yeah.
2024, I want to sell a movie.
Sell the movie.
Book a show or a movie. Have our podcast, like, I don't know what, but be either sold to, like, a Spotify or a SiriusXM type thing. Something big.
Mm-hmm.
And get inseminated by a man that I'm deeply in love with.
Right.
I want, at the end of the year, I want a full year. So then I can have the next 2 years to work, basically a year and a half. I want December 30th. I want New Year's Eve. I want to get pregnant
next year?
New Year's Eve.
2024?
Yeah.
You better be ovulating, sweetie. Plan around.
Ovulate me, God. Ovulate me.
What you know, if we got pregnant at the same time?
That seems fun. And you know what seems fun? Trying for a baby.
Does not seem fun. It's just fucking.
Yeah, but
then you're like, I'm ovulating, honey. Let's go.
No, I didn't say Jewish trying for a baby. I just said trying for a baby, which is just having sex.
I know, but I think that like it becomes like when you're having sex with the mission of having a baby, it changes the sex.
No,
I've heard that. Yeah, from if you're
neurotic, yeah, probably from neurotic annoying
bitches.
No, just
bitches. Like from several.
I know people that are like, we want to have a baby. We're not trying or checking anything. We're just having sex, and that sounds fun.
I'm just getting cummed in.
Yeah, not you. Oh, I could imagine when you're ready to have a baby. Mordecai, what's his name?
Baltazar.
Your legs up like this after you have sex. You're like, you're upside down in the bed. Like, I could see you. We have 42 seconds. You're sweating. Like, come now. Hurry. I could see you fucking stressing it, dude.
You're getting knocked up
on schedule.
No, I'm not. Because if I was getting knocked up on schedule, sweetie, I'd be knocked up by now.
I guess that's true.
So you make a schedule, God laughs in your fucking face and says, I have my own thing in mind.
Yeah, that's true.
If I get pregnant with twins, that'll be the end.
Why? That sounds great.
Two of them?
I could do two at a time. I fucking love kids. But I'm obsessed with them. Way that white people are obsessed with dogs, that's how I feel about kids. But just in case you were wondering.
But imagine walking around with two of them in you.
Yeah, that sounds amazing.
That sounds uncomfortable to me.
I'll take two.
I'd like one.
I'll take two, baby.
I can't wait till you have twins.
Well, I would love to have two because I would.
Then it's done.
Because, I don't want to be pregnant twice. I barely want to be pregnant once.
I would love to outsource.
I don't think I'd like that.
Because then it's like you're trusting somebody carrying your child.
Not
like,
even that. I just kind of want the experience.
You do?
Yeah. I want to be pregnant. I want to be able to be lazy for a year.
Dude, but then imagine going to do a set and you're 7 months pregnant.
I'm not.
You're not going to do a set?
No. Who's doing a set 7 months pregnant? Not me. Not me. Listen, you guys can have all the fucking grind in the world. I'm good. I'm over. I got to tell you, I'm fully over the grinding. I'm done. I'm over it. I'm like so far past beyond caring about the grind.
Well, but you've been doing it.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm done now. I'm done. I'm not. You won't see me 7 months pregnant on stage. There's nothing I need to say.
That's what you say now. I can't wait. I can't wait till your water breaks on stage in the main room of the comedy store.
Going viral. I get black molded in the comedy store from my water breaking. Everyone's sick suddenly. It's like her water broke and now the floor bubbles. Watch the floor bubble. That's what Kim's water broke.
Yeah. That'd be so crazy if your water broke on stage in the main room.
What about doing a set while delivering a baby?
Oh, my God.
So then I said, what do you mean the crackers have expired?
You guys having a good night?
Thank you very much, Chicago. We did it. Everyone's clapping for the baby. I hold it up like Simba. I pass it down to the crowd. Everyone's unwashed hands.
Ew, nightmare.
Passes the baby. They all kiss it on the face. Every stranger in a packed theater. Really, really make sure that those immune busters are working. And then I go home with my sweet, sweet babe and all its new herpes, and I take care of it forever.
That's such a sweet story. I want to deliver in the green room of the belly room.
Oh! Where's the worst place you think you could deliver a baby?
The green room of... Actually, the green room of the main room with the cocaine piano.
No, that's actually a nice room.
The green room of the belly room?
The green room of the belly room would be rough, but even worse than the comedy store, there's...
The DMV?
Ooh.
The post office?
The DMV is a good one. I put DMV top three worst places to have a baby, the DMV. Imagine how slow the people would be to call the fucking ambulance. Be like, can you call an ambulance? They're like, can you take a number?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, no.
Now serving G124.
A city bus.
At window number 11.
Public bus.
Oh.
The 6 train in New York. That's one of the worst.
A subway in New York.
A subway in New York. A subway station.
DMV, subway.
Mm-hmm.
A bus.
A bus, a public bus.
an airport.
Kind of nice. I wonder if you get free. If I had a baby in an airport, I'd be hitting up the airline being like, do I get free flights for life? Like,
I had a baby in the Delta terminal.
Oh, no. I'd name the baby Delta.
No.
Yeah.
And this is my son, JetBlue.
This is my son, not Spirit.
That's so dark.
This is my,
we just mind melded.
My daughter, Spirit. 1, 2, 3, Leaf.
I didn't do it.
Okay, ready?
I hate this.
We can get it on first try. Look me in the eyes right now. Yeah. Let's really try and take a moment. We're about to end the pod.
People love it when we mind meld.
Let's take a moment. Okay. Open up your mind.
My mind stay open.
Okay. Well, the response wasn't very open-minded. No. Really look at me.
I am. I know what I'm saying. I got a download from the divine.
Okay. 1, 2, 3.
Christmas
bitch.
Tree. That's our episode, bitches. Merry Christmas. Feliz Navidad. Ho, ho, ho. Ho, 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 ho. Where can people find you?
KimCongdon.com for show dates. Twitch.tv. Now you're saying Christmas tree and me saying bitch.
That's our personality.
Navi. Okay. KimCongdon.com. Twitch.tv/QueenKong1. Blabbity, blabbity, blabbity. I don't give a fuck.
2 days from now, we're going to be at the Brea Improv. That's December 27th. Come buy tickets. Show starts at 8 o'clock. It's me, Kimmy, and Josh Potter is doing a set as well. So it's going to be a really fun night. And then January 14th, that's January 14th, 2024. We are coming to the main room of the Comedy Store for This Bitch and Friends. Mm-hmm. It's a fire lineup. It's me, Kim, Trevor. Ooh. Wallace, Lisa Traeger.
Damon Wayans Jr.
Damon Wayans Jr. Ryan Sickler.
Oof.
Jetski Johnson.
Woo.
It's a fire lineup. It's going to sell out again. We sold it out last time. Get the tickets sooner rather than later if you want to come laugh with us.
Yes, sir.
And then you can find me here every Monday on This Bitch and every Wednesday on Shank. Patreon.com/SarahWineChank for bonus content. And we'll see you next week. Merry Christmas, everyone.
See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.